This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, August 12th. Living and receiving the gospel. Our reading comes from 1 Kings chapter 17. Sometime later, the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him. Go at once to Zarephath in the region of Sidon and stay there. I have directed a widow there to supply you with food. So he went to Zarephath. When he came to the town gate, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her and asked, Would you bring me a little water in a jar so I may have a drink? As she was going to get it, he called, And bring me, please, a piece of bread. As surely as the Lord your God lives, she replied, I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little olive oil in a jug. I am gathering a few sticks to take home and make a meal for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die. Elijah said to her, Don't be afraid. Go home and do as you have said, but first make a small loaf of bread for me from what you have and bring it to me. And then make something for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. The jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the land. She went away and did as Elijah had told her. So there was food every day for Elijah and for the woman and her family. For the jar of flour was not used up, and the jug of oil did not run dry, in keeping with the word of the Lord spoken by Elijah. Sometime later, the son of the woman who owned the house became ill. He grew worse and worse, and finally stopped breathing. She said to Elijah, What do you have against me, man of God? Did you come to remind me of my sin and kill my son? Give me your son, Elijah replied. He took him from her arms, carried him to the upper room where he was staying, and laid him on his bed. Then he cried out to the Lord, Lord my God, have you brought tragedy even on this widow I am staying with, by causing her son to die? Then he stretched himself out on the boy three times and cried out to the Lord, Lord my God, let this boy's life return to him. The Lord heard Elijah's cry, and the boy's life returned to him, and he lived. Elijah picked up the child and carried him down from the room into the house. He gave him to his mother and said, Look, your son is alive. Then the woman said to Elijah, Now I know that you are a man of God and that the word of the Lord from your mouth is the truth. I find it amazing that of all the places God could send Elijah, he sent the prophet to a widow in Zarephath. It was probably surprising to Elijah too. God had sent him out of Israel, the land of his people. This caused Elijah to depend on the hospitality of an outsider. God directed this widow to supply Elijah with food, and yet she herself was very poor. In several ways, being a widow, poor, and from a land outside Israel, she was one of the last people we might expect to be chosen as a host for a prophet of the Lord. From the story, it sounds like she wasn't a follower of God either. In our focus on religion, we often gauge success on the basis of performance. How often do you pray to God? Do you follow the teachings of God's word? Do you worship God faithfully? In this story, however, the God of grace uses someone who is foreign to all of those ideas. That's what makes grace so amazing. We can do nothing to earn it. God goes to the outsider. He goes to people who are on the margins. The widow and Elijah are both blessed by each other's presence and help. There's no place for superiority or inferiority. It is through embracing the other that grace can be mutually experienced. When we follow God's direction, we not only share his grace with others, but also receive it. Pray with me. God of grace, we want to know who you truly are. Guide our living so that we not only share the grace you give, but also receive it. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.